For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. As our pandemic-induced recession marches on, a lot of people who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own are facing the scary prospect of losing their homes, too, when eviction moratoriums end in the coming weeks. The Connecticut Department of Housing has announced two relief programs for renters and homeowners, and here to talk about them is Democratic Representative Brandon McGee of Hartford. He is the co-chairman of the Housing Committee, by the way. Brandon, please tell listeners the basics of the program and how they can take advantage of these programs if they need to.
Potential applicants will be directed to a centralized call center for threshold eligibility, after which, you know, a detailed application would be completed, including verification of documentation. This is for renters. I should have started off by saying that. Initial priority for assistance will be targeted at individuals and families who have been denied unemployment assistance from the Department of Labor. Jumping over to TMAP, which is an acronym that's used for homeowners, they too will have up to about, I want to say $4,000, but don't quote me on that. But there's been up to $10 million in funding overall for emergency loan funds that will be available to help homeowners pay their housing costs.
What I've seen for both renters and homeowners is about $1,000 per month for a maximum of 4 months. Does that sound right to you?
That sounds correct. The other piece, and thanks for clarifying, the other piece under the homeowners emergency loan fund would be eligible households with incomes at or below 120% of the area median income that will be eligible to apply for up to about $25,000 in the form of a second mortgage loan. So it's a lot of information.
Let me stop right there. So, we'll take the median income of where we live, this, and then we multiply it times 1.20, and then if your income falls beneath that, then you're eligible.
Correct.
Boom. All right, we did well in math in school.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of these, you know, I got to say this, you know, for your listeners, a lot of folks are very confused, right? They are under the impression that all the executive order that the governor just recently extended, all that EO was to do was to extend the moratorium on evictions.
And that is until the end of August, right?
August 25th.
August 25th. Exactly.
But I think it's extremely important that renters and homeowners understand that these funds are available, and you got to call 1-860-785-3111. Again, that's 1-860-785-3111, and that's the number, whether you are a renter or a homeowner, for you to call that centralized call center to get that application started.
You know, your co-chair on the Housing Committee, Dr. Saud Anwar, says the money that has been set aside, you mentioned it, $10 million, is not enough. I'll just ask the question, why not $50 million? Why not $100 million? How did we wind up stopping at 10?
First of all, I'm not the commissioner, number one.
Number two,
you know, how about we address the impacts of poverty in many of our communities throughout the state? And I don't say that flippantly, but I share with Saud every time he asks that question. Sure, we would love to put $100 million toward a very challenging moment, if you would. But here's my take on this. COVID didn't cause homelessness, okay? Bad policy caused homelessness. And so while many of the folks, many of our advocates, which I love dearly and they're doing an outstanding job, many of them would say, you know what, we need to just allocate all the funds to the homelessness population and then we should begin worrying about everybody else. And I beg to differ. This is an issue that deserves attention simultaneously, and we need to keep people in their homes, and we also need to create opportunities for folks to have a place to live. But let's talk about home ownership as the focal point. And I don't disagree with him. Let's advocate and get more money, but let's not stop the process of an immediate need that folks can take advantage of right now.
Hartford Representative Brandon McGee, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, John.